Heading out of town. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody's heading out of town for the weekend. And again, you are playing into the hands of the petro tyrants. The price of gas is already edging up because they know we are helpless to resist the allure of exotic travel, even during a recession. And yet, if you're completely objective about it, what is it that you do on a vacation once you get wherever it is you're going? You book a hotel, you check out the bathroom, you take a really long shower, you pay for very expensive food to be delivered to your room, you walk on a beach, you tour a museum, you see a show, you swim in a pool with strangers, mingle with people who speak a different language and dress differently. Well, that's all stuff that most people could do where they live right now, except they're distracted because the phone's always ringing and the computer's always beeping. In the end, isn't that what travel's about, going to a place where the phone and the computer can't find you? So unplug them and stay home. 80% of Americans live in cities, which means that all sorts of fun stuff is a bus ride away. Yet a lot of people who won't use their own transit system will travel 6,000 miles to use somebody else's. As for beaches and sunsets, close to 50% of Americans already live within 50 miles of a coastline. So if you want to see a sunset over the water, half of us could get there on 2 gallons of gas, unless the rooms are booked by people who traveled 6,000 miles to do the same thing. And as for discovering new cultures, suddenly finding yourself thrown in with people who speak a different language and dress differently, in a typical American city, you can do that just by missing an exit. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.